Audio description pre-show notes. Romeo and Juliet. The venue. Bell Shakespeare's production of Romeo and Juliet will be staged in the Playhouse, one of the Sydney Opera House's smaller theatres. The Playhouse is located inside the Western Foyer, a long rectangular space that runs the length of the building at ground level. Stretching along one side of the foyer is a wall with many glass windows and doors looking out on the harbour. Along the opposite wall of the foyer are the theatre entrance doors, as well as a bar and cafe, a box office counter, and a cloakroom counter. There are toilets at either end of the foyer, including an accessible option at both locations. The Playhouse has 400 seats, arranged in 17 long rows that slope down toward the stage. The seats are made of a light wood and have dark blue fabric cushions. The black walls of the theatre are covered with panels of the same light wood as the seats. The stage is quite small, and the front of the stage has three edges so that it juts out slightly towards the audience. The set. This timeless tale is retold with an abstract, minimalist setting. Our fair Verona now unfolds in an undefined place and time. The stage is dark and moody, its walls and floors black. The surface of the stage is glossy, darkly reflective like a pool of ink. A similar black square panel covers most of the wall behind the stage. Warped apparitions of the performers and audience members are reflected back to us in its dark, mirror-like surface. Arranged in a row above the stage are five clusters of festoon light bulbs, washing the black stage in a soft, warm glow. The clusters each form a short semicircular loop, making the whole row of lights a similar shape to the rounded edges of an Elizabethan ruff collar. Two rectangular platforms sit on top of the stage, creating two raised areas at about knee height. Their borders are made of light-coloured timber frames, and their top surfaces are the same inky gloss as the stage. The platform on the right side of the stage is larger than the platform on the left. They are positioned next to each other at skewed angles, and are separated by a metre-wide gap between. A handful of smaller furniture items clutter the otherwise sparse set. At the beginning of the play, five bright red Persian rugs of varying lengths lie crumpled up and scattered about the stage, one spilling over the edge of a platform. Two cylinder-shaped stools of light-coloured timber look like oversized bobbins. One sits next to the left-hand platform, and the other sits on top of the right-hand platform amidst a cluster of Persian rugs. Both the rugs and stools will be moved around the stage during the play to mark different locations in the abstract landscape. Performers will come and go from three access points around the set. A wide, black curtain doorway opens up in the back wall to the left of the reflective panel. There is another similar opening in the side wall to the right of the stage. Glossy black steps at the front left corner of the stage lead down into the auditorium.
The cast and characters. A diverse ensemble cast of 10 actors tell this well-known story of the feuding families and iconic star-crossed lovers. The Montague and Capulet families have been feuding for generations, and at this point they don't even know why the fighting started. Romeo and Juliet are caught in the crossfire, and they must fight for their love. The costumes echo the simple and minimal set. All characters wear a black base layer, each in their own individual style. With everyone all in black, it is difficult to tell which family each character is from. Both the Montagues and the Capulets look the same. Occasionally, characters will add colourful pieces to their black costumes. At the masquerade ball, each character dons a velvet mask in red, blue, and green, covering their eyes and nose. The men wear ruffs around their necks, while the ladies wear long skirts, both in bright colours. These colourful additions are inspired by the 16th century Italian improvised theatre, Commedia dell'arte, which is characterised by vibrant costumes, masks, and clowns. Ryan Hodgson plays Romeo Montague. Ryan, he/him, is a young Caucasian man with brown messy hair that falls into a soft mullet. He has tanned olive skin, a strong brow, and a big smile. He has tattoos on his outer forearms, a horseshoe on his left, and hot air balloon weighed down by an anchor on his right. He plays Romeo Montague, a playful and love-struck teen. Romeo wears a canvas drill jacket and a t-shirt tucked into baggy, trendy trousers. He has grey shoes with black soles, a gold chain around his neck, and small hoop earrings. At the masquerade ball, he wears a velvety, bright-coloured blue and green half cape in a diamond patchwork design, with a splash of red and gold. He wears a deep red ruff and a blue mask. Madeline Lee plays Juliet Capulet. Madeline, she/her, is a young woman of Chinese-Australian heritage. She has dark, long brown hair slicked back into a messy bun. She has tanned olive skin and a gentle heart-shaped face with a delicate mouth and brown eyes. She plays Juliet Capulet, besotted with Romeo. She wears a solid black tank top with a long-sleeved mesh shirt over the top, tucked into her black high-waisted pants. She has sturdy boots in the style of popular 90s brand Doc Martens. At the masquerade ball, she wears a full-length A-line velvety skirt in red with a gold, blue, and white diamond patchwork design. These colours contrast those in Romeo's cape, although both have a matching diamond design. Brittany Santagia plays Mercutio and the Prince. Brittany, she, her, is Caucasian in her mid-20s. She has fair skin and wears her long, straight blonde hair in a low ponytail. She plays the boisterous and lovable Mercutio, Romeo's trusty pal. The character of Mercutio is a man and will be described with he-him pronouns during the play. Mercutio wears a t-shirt tucked into tailored high-waisted pants with a blazer over the top. He wears combat boots. At the masquerade ball, he wears a short red cape with matching red ruff and mask. Brittany also plays the Prince of Verona, who will be described with he-him pronouns. The prince is also Mercutio's cousin. He is stern, cracking down on the family feud as he strives to keep the peace. The prince wears an ankle-length cape of red satin. James Tomasin plays Benvolio. James, he-him, is Caucasian and in his early 20s. He is broad-shouldered with a solid build, a boyish face with white skin, and scruffy short brown hair. He plays Romeo's loyal friend and cousin Benvolio. Benvolio is fun-loving and playful, accented by the fact that he wears his trousers inside out with all of the seams and pockets flap showing. Benvolio also wears an untucked shirt, a blazer, and a pair of combat boots. At the masquerade, he wears a short, light blue cape with 5 points of knotted tassels, similar to a jester's costume. He has a matching light blue ruff and mask. Tom Matthews plays Tybalt Capulet. Tom, he, him, is of Australian Indian heritage and in his early 20s. He has an oval face with tan skin, hazel eyes and short brown hair in a messy modern mullet. He plays the fiery Tybalt, Juliet's cousin and sworn enemies to all Montagues. He swaggers with a sly smile. Tybalt wears a slim-fitting t-shirt with skinny cargo pants and combat boots. He has small gold hoop earrings that glint when they catch the light. At the masquerade, he wears a light blue ruff, red mask, and a cropped patchwork cape of red, blue, and gold triangles. Merity Eastman plays the nurse. Merity, she, her, is Caucasian and in her mid-50s. She has white skin and short but tousled dark brown hair with wisps of grey. She plays Juliet's nurse and confidant, scatterbrained and full of stories. The nurse's kind face is lined with years of hard work and sadness. The nurse wears a modest, long-sleeved sheath dress, sheer dark stockings, and leather brogues with a practical low heel. She also wears an ankle-length A-line skirt in a vibrant emerald green silk. Her masquerade mask is red with green edges. Krishaw Jones-Sakur plays Friar Lawrence. Krishaw, he, him, is of Australian-Afghan heritage and in his mid-30s. He has light brown skin, a well-trimmed but full beard, and long straight black hair pulled back into a low ponytail. He has a strong forehead, nose, and chin. He plays the wise priest Friar Lawrence, Romeo's trusted confidant. He's the kind of person who treats their body like a temple. He is fit and tidy. Friar Lawrence wears tailored suit pants, a collarless button-down shirt, worn untucked, and slip-on canvas shoes with no socks. He has a grey woolen cloak draped over his shoulders and chest. He has a string of rosary beads hanging off his belt off the left side. At the masquerade ball, he adds a white ruff and mask. Michael Waugh plays Lord Capulet. Michael, he, him, is of German-Australian heritage, in his mid-30s and has tan skin. He is neatly groomed. He has short, dark brown hair in a side part and speckled with grey, and a short, well-trimmed stubble beard. He has blue-grey eyes, thick eyebrows, and crow's feet lines around his eyes and mouth. He plays Juliet's father, Lord Capulet, distinguished and commanding. Lord Capulet wears a tailored suit, button-up shirt, and polished leather dress shoes. At the masquerade ball, he wears a lime green velvet cape with a matching green mask. Adinia Wirasti plays Lady Capulet. Adinia, she, her, is of Indonesian heritage and in her late 20s. She has dark brown skin with brown eyes, high cheekbones, and rosy cheeks and lips. Her long dark hair is pulled back into a neat low bun. She plays Juliet's mother, Lady Capulet, graceful and sophisticated but with a fierce gaze. Lady Capulet wears a full-length wrap skirt, an elbow-length blouse, and leather loafers with a block heel. She has dainty drop earrings that twinkle under the lights. At the masquerade ball, she adds a skirt that is shorter at the front and longer at the back, tied at the side. It is made of a diamond patchwork design in red, blue, gold, and white. She also wears a lacy collared ruff. Jack Halabi plays Paris. Jack, he, him, has Swiss heritage and in his mid-twenties. He has tan skin, blue eyes, and short, straight brown hair combed to the side. He plays Paris, Juliet's wholesome young suitor. Paris presents himself neat and tidy, wearing a slim-fitting, sporty racer jacket, a t-shirt tucked into suit trousers, and polished dress shoes. He has strong, muscular arms and a ruddy complexion. At the masquerade ball, he wears a matching red ruff, mask, and oversized red shirt cuffs. End of pre-show notes.